Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brothers F Bookcast. In this bookcast, you know, what we're going to be doing is covering a wide variety of books, novels, biographies, true stories, fake stories, anything under that umbrella, and discussing them with each other. And, you know, we're a group of brothers, and who I actually all happen to have here. And to just kind of kick things off so you guys get to know us a little before starting this podcast, we're each going to go around, say our name, and talk about our favorite book real quickly. Favorite book is Unbroken, and it is a story of survival, of grit, of a soldier named Louis Zamperini, who was also an Olympian. And it's just one of those books you can't really put down. And I don't want to ruin it for you guys if you haven't read it, but it's incredible. It's by Laura Hillenbrand, and I highly recommend it.
My name is Francisco. You know, I don't know. Favorite book is tough, but, you know, one of my favorites for sure is A Christmas Carol. I mean, I just love that book. And, you know, I try to read it every year around Christmas time. Yeah, so that, you know, and it's that's obviously by Charles Dickens. Who's next?
Yeah, I can go. My name is Andres. I also go by Andrew, just sort of back and forth, depending on how Latino I feel at the moment. And my favorite book is probably On Food and Cooking. It's nonfiction. It just talks about the chemistry, science in general of food. But if you like food and you've all wondered why food sometimes does something when you're cooking it, this book has the answer. So I've always really enjoyed that. So that's probably my favorite, Harold McGee. But I like reading anything, and I'll try my best to keep up with all the books we're reading on the podcast.
I'm Juan Carlos. I also sometimes go by Juancho, which probably you'll hear me being called. Similar to Fran, favorite book is tough. I don't know. I could really say favorite book, but one of the books I really love, I've read it a few times now, and I read it recently about 6 months ago, is called Death Comes for the Archbishop by Willa Cather. It's like early 20th century. It's set in the late 19th century in the Southwest, the American Southwest. And there are these French missionary priests, and it's sort of the story of their life in New Mexico. It's a little hard to describe. It doesn't sound very good the way I just described it, but it's an extremely beautiful book, and it had a big impact on me when I read it for the first time, and has since then. So that's probably up there for me.
And I guess I'll go. My name's Juan Pablo. People call me Juan P sometimes. I guess picking like you said, Juancho, picking one book that I really love is really tough. But I guess if I had to pick one, I think I'd say it's not really a book, but it's a comic book, Calvin and Hobbes. One of the best stuff out there. It's really great. You just got to love Calvin and Hobbes. So, yeah, I think that's mine.
Great. Yeah, thanks.
You're really going with Calvin and Hobbes?
I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I'm the small, young guy.
He's allowed to say whatever he wants to say. I mean, this is a judgment-free zone.
No, it's not. Right. I almost went for Calvin Hobbes. I'm glad I didn't. I would have stolen Happy Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, we did go for Harry Potter, but you know, that's like, it's too much. So.
I wasn't going for Harry Potter, but I was worried you guys would judge me.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Man, you like what you like. I mean, I feel like Calvin and Hobbes is a comic book.
Now I'm judging you for not sticking to your guns and choosing Harry Potter.
Yay. I mean, it wasn't like I really wanted to do Harry Potter. It briefly crossed my mind, and I was like, nah, I'll do something else.
Guys, maybe we should have a segment or a bit called The Judgment Zone, where we judge people's, other people's reading preferences. or I don't know.
I'm sorry for being 14. I mean.
Okay, all right, fine. So Calvin and Hobbes ends, because you gotta give. Do you even read books? Like, do you belong here?
Thank you, Fred, for nothing. I guess author wrote a lot of short stories, a lot of books. Agatha Christie, really good out there. Although kind of hard to do podcasts on because
why not?
Well, yeah, those are like, fantastic material for.
I know, but it's like
that is a great choice, Pumpy. By the way, a fantastic choice.
She's the best selling author of all time.
Yeah, only outsold by the Bible and Shakespeare. in her little bio.
You're kidding.
No, seriously.
We see that. That was a really
good Agatha point. Christie at some point. We could also do a James Herriot, you know? There are books out there that are like very light and just very good.
We will be doing several Agatha
Christie. We have to do in light of the name of the podcast.
The Brothers Karamazov.
Yes, the Brothers K, yes. just in case.
Well, that's...
You know, just to make the illusion as explicit as possible, it's a Brothers K reference, guys.
The good thing about that, Fran, is it's such an easy read. We could just knock that out this weekend and then we could
meet up. Yeah, like we can sit down, read it in an hour or two. it won't be a challenge for you Jamokes to read.
My
only concern with that is that it's a little superficial. There's not really a lot to go into, so I'm not sure if we can really cover the brothers.
You know, dear listener, if you don't know what the Brothers K is about or have never read it, I also don't know what it's about. I have never read it. So if there's some connotation to our name in the podcast, the bookcast after that, I have no clue what it is.
And no, don't worry. I think we planned for this not to be a very highbrow kind of thing. So obviously we want to deliver quality content, but it's not going to be like English class, you know, with kids sort of going on trying to impress each other. That's not the point. But the point is we love reading.
Whether or not we avoid it is another question.
That's true.
I don't know. It can be highbrow sometimes. It can be lowbrow. We can be a multi-brow, right?
With this medium brow.
This is a multi-brow podcast.
This is a low judgment free zone, and we don't judge.
The hideous and less known cousin of the unibrow, the multi-brow.
Fran, one thing I'm curious about is the Christmas Carol. I had no idea that was true. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about that.
Well, it's just so cozy, right? It's pick your favorite book. It's like such a question, but I like it a lot. It's just, and it's not like, it's also like not one of those books that you need to like be super intellectual about. Like you can just sort of like it in a sentimental way and you don't have to analyze it.
Nice. That's nice.
That's the exact same reason why I like Calvin and Hobbes, and that's the exact same reason why I just got judged here 3 minutes ago.
No,
well, there is a difference between Charles Dickens and a comic book, although it is Calvin and Hobbes is great, and I'm not taking anything away from Bill Watterson. There is a difference between Charles Dickens and a comic book.
Calvin and Hobbes. Fran enjoys Christmas Carol. It's like we can just leave it at that, you know. We don't have to define which one is higher brow than the other. Maybe Calvin and Hobbes is higher brow than Charles Dickens, you know.
I don't think I can be your brother anymore, Francisco.
All right, well that's the podcast then, guys. It was over before.
Yeah, I guess.
It took a podcast to tear us
Brothers
apart.
Brothers, no more.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, we should come up with a new title we should do seasons. Like
The Brothers
and then there were four. Because we vote out one every season, it's like Survivor. Every season we vote out a brother.
The season progressively gets more and more nerve-wracking as we try to come up with higher brow content. So in the Great Gatsby, the metaphors are really poignant because, and then slowly people realize they are the one to be voted out.
Ouch. I think we could do kind of like, we could do the same thing that some musical artists do. We could have like the Brothers F studio sessions or like live with the Brothers F.
An EP. You know?
Then we have an acrimonious breakup and then we have a reunion tour. Brothers.
Right.
Exactly. I love that. People do live podcasts, by the way.
Oh.
I know.
Are you supposed to read a book? No, I guess, yeah. Never mind.
Read
it's electric. I mean, we're electric live.
Well, I think it's telling, you know, I think this conversation says it all. I think we're really going to have a very deep, you know, very, very to the point podcast, very serious. And we hope you guys will all join.
Multi-brow.
Yes.
And you guys better take notes, and there will be mandatory quizzes and tests. and those who fail, we will track you down.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, I am very excited to read some good books and discuss it with my brothers, because this will be a lot of fun for us and hopefully a lot of fun for y'all as well.
So full disclosure to the audience, we've already recorded some episodes about different books and stuff that we like. But leaving those aside, what books would you all like to cover in the future moving forward?
Definitely some Agatha Christie.
Okay.
I am dying to cover *Brideshead Revisited*. I love that novel.
I'd be really down to do that with you. I read another Evelyn Waugh, which we plan to cover in the future, *The Loved One*, which, to be honest, kind of creeped me out. It was a weird book, but he's a very good writer. So
he wrote this novel called *A Handful of Dust* that I just hated. It was just the worst thing ever. I was alone at the time, and I was reading it in my apartment just by myself. And, you know, spoiler alert, about halfway through the novel, maybe a little more, he kills a child in a terrible accident.
Ew.
And so he can make a point about what a terrible person the female character is. And I was just like, oh boy, this is just terrible. It's so ruthlessly misanthropic.
Well,
Brent, that's a good candidate for a hate read.
A hate read.
Right? We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. The hate read.
I'll stop this thread before it goes too far, and I'll say that, you know, I absolutely can't wait to cover The Lord of the Rings. I took a class on it in college.
That'd be a good one.
And as many of you probably don't know, and I love to tell people, you know, it's actually not supposed to be three books. J.R.R. Tolkien intended for it to be published as one book, but due to wartime struggles, the publisher could not afford to do that. So that's why it's three books. So I can't wait to cover The Lord of the Rings.
Because of that accident. If he had published it as one book, he would have lost so much money. And not just him, his estate with three movies.
Well, I think they're good enough. I think it's good enough. He is, as you know, as you may have heard me say, he is the Homer of our time.
I think this might have been J.R.R. Tolkien. Like, he had a quote once where he's like, his only regret was that he didn't make them longer. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So full disclosure to our audience, we already recorded bio on J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yes. It's okay, yeah, but we haven't recorded The Lord of the Rings.
We can rearrange the order in which we put these. They don't need to know, right? Anyway, Swampy, what episode are you looking forward to recording?
I already said Agatha Christie.
Oh, my bad.
We didn't hear you because you're the youngest.
Well, you're the fourth oldest, so you're lame.
Great comeback.
Diego, so you said something. Andrew, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there. I'd be interested in maybe trying to do some nonfiction. There's a cool book I read on like potentially using regenerative agriculture as a way to combat climate change and rejuvenate the land, which is pretty cool. A lot of weird ideas that I never would have heard about. So maybe I could sort of like trim them down and present them to y'all as how to farm episode from a non-farmer. I don't know, but
how to farm?
Yeah, no. I didn't realize practical advice and more like here are some cool concepts you probably never thought about, like how often you should move your cows when you're farming, right? But it'd be cool. It's like gives a good perspective on climate change, on like livestock and how that contributes to it, and how we can make it contribute less, you know. So it might be fun to sort of have the occasional nonfiction episode where we just talk about interesting ideas that come up. Yeah.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Boring.
Ay, 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 Juan Pablo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we can't make the whole podcast about Marvel comics, but.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
Well, not for you comparing Calvin Hobbes to Marvel comics. Not that I have anything against Marvel Comics. It's just Calvin Hobbes is just amazing. I will not stand for that.
You will not Stanford. Okay. All right. Well, I think it would be interesting. As much as I think it'll be a slog to read a book about science and regenerative, like how technical is it?
Maybe it'll take more of the form of like I read it and then I like explain it to you guys rather than we all read it, you know? Because
Andres, I must say that sounds pretty cool. And I can't wait to read it. And I'd like you all to know Unbroken, my favorite book, is a nonfiction book. You wouldn't know it by reading it. You'd think this would have to be made up, but no, it's nonfiction.
I forgot. It really is crazy. You read it. It's like
a little made up, to be honest. Like I read it too. And there's a scene where he's on a makeshift raft and he's surrounded by sharks. And this Japanese like fighter plane comes down and starts strafing him with bullets. Yes. So he has to get under the raft to save his life. And while he's being shot at by this Japanese fighter plane, he punches a shark to save his own life. You know, while he's also starving to death. Like it just like, you know, it kind of I don't mean to cast aspersions on the what's the guy's name again?
Louis Zamperini.
It's hard for me to believe.
I mean, he spent 47 days on the Pacific Ocean on a raft.
Okay, but maybe the punching the shark and the fighter plane, maybe they are like separate episodes. They weren't happening at the same time.
Friend, let the guy enjoy his hero story. I mean, he obviously deserves it. So even if he like mildly juiced up like the timing, I mean, it's possible he did that, but let him have it. You know, he deserves it.
Wasn't Zamperini also an Olympian?
Yes.
He ran like a sub-4 mile or something. He was ridiculously fast.
Well, I mean, it just
4 minute mile on the beach.
I need to question his integrity because otherwise I have to feel bad about myself.
Nice move, Ben. Anyway, guys, we got to go. So we got to run. But
yeah, this mom's killing us to get to dinner.
Oh, okay. All right.
Enjoy your dinner.
Good intro episode.
Yeah. Good intro. See ya.
Yeah,
make sure.